Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin with us this morning. And Governor Bevin, I know you've been busy the last few days, along with your state emergency folks, watching the flooding and the water levels in Kentucky. And obviously, yesterday you declared a state of emergency to help out those counties and cities around the state of Kentucky. So flooding continues to be a real problem for us, doesn't it, Governor?
It does indeed, especially in the kind of eastern and southeastern, specifically, region of our state. A state of emergency, just so your listeners understand, simply means that all of the counties and the local officials have the ability now to call upon the state for whatever resources the state has to bring to the equation. So it could be the transportation cabinet and some of their people and some of their equipment. It could be Kentucky State Police assistance, even beyond what is normally the case. It might well be the National Guard and their personnel and equipment. It's largely driven by the needs on the ground, but it makes those state resources available in ways it might not normally be.
So I know your emergency officials are continuing to monitor the situation and will be responding with the National Guard and other officials like that if the need arises, right?
That is correct. And it really is driven by the needs on the ground, the local elected officials, judge executives and others, local sheriff's departments and others who would reach out to us and say, hey, we need some help with X, Y, or Z. And we look at what resources we have at the state level. In addition, we're also looking at the total damage. A lot of this is somewhat formulaic. You have to assess the amount of damage, the value of the damage, and then you have to use those things to make the appeal to FEMA. And so where it's possible, we're going to get some additional assistance from the federal authorities, but that's in process right now.
I know hopefully a few dry days here will help ease some of the flooding concerns around the state as we deal with all the rainfall and all the water we've had over the last few days. So that's certainly good news.
It's been a very wet February, that's for sure. I mean, yep. It's almost the wettest ever, but I think we're just a fraction of an inch away from it perhaps being the wettest February we've ever had.
Tremendous amount of rain. Governor, I know you're watching very closely the Kentucky General Assembly session that's going on there in Frankfort, and obviously the pension working group continuing to study what the best road for ahead for the pension is, other things. You might just give us an update on what you're working with on the General Assembly during this session.
Well, again, my cabinets, the various, whether it's transportation or health and family services or, you know, fill in the blank, you know, public protection and economic development, all these different cabinets, education, and workforce, they come up with priorities, things that they would like to see accomplished during the session. But they often then work directly with, and of necessity, various legislators. Because as you are aware, the only way that a bill is able to make its way through and into law is through the legislature. So elected men and women in the House and the Senate are the ones who must actually introduce the bills, carry the bills, vote for the bills, and then upon that being done, they make their way to my desk. So members of my administration have weighed in on everything that I mentioned a moment ago, the things like the pension, things like school safety, things like unemployment insurance, and things like these pro-life bills that are making their way through. So our cabinets will be involved in working with the legislature. But at the end of the day, the legislature has to do this job. That is their job. And when it comes to my desk, then I have to do my job. I either support it, I sign it into law, I veto it, or I let it become law without a signature. Those are the three options that a governor has. So there are a lot of moving parts. The pension you mentioned, it is critical. They're working on it, and I appreciate that. But boy, discussing and working have to ultimately result in some action, or the pension system will collapse, and we don't want that to happen. We have a lot of people depending on us getting it right.
You know, I just talked recently over the weekend, Representative Myron Dawson, our legislative update program, was talking about the continued steps toward, I guess, maybe a six-year plan toward tax reform in Kentucky as well. Very important, I think, that some changes are going to be made this time to take care of some problems that arose from the initial tax reform bill concerning nonprofits and things like that, Governor, and I know you're working very closely with them on that as well.
That is an area where my team has been working perhaps most closely and most consistently, because I have, and I say this with respect to our legislators, they're not tax experts or financial experts. Very few people in America are. Fortunately, we have some who are, who work in our budget office and in our finance office. And so some of those tax and accounting experts have been working very closely with members of the House and Senate. And Myron Dawson really is solid. I hope your listeners appreciate how well you are represented by him. He's a thoughtful guy. He's not real flamboyant or loud. He just quietly goes about doing his work. But he's somebody that I have a very good relationship with, and I'm grateful. When he comes to me, I always listen because he's very thoughtful about the things he's working on. And he, among others, are doing what's needed to make sure we get to the bottom of addressing the various needs that we have. And I'm confident we'll get this done, including cleaning up some of the errors that were in the tax bill that was passed in the last session. If you remember, I had vetoed that tax bill, not because I didn't appreciate the efforts. It was a good effort, and I applaud what was done, but there were some mistakes that I wanted to be fixed before it was actually passed into law. The legislature decided to do it and fix it later, and that's what we're doing this year, is trying to get those fixes done.
Governor, I was reading this morning, some of the top House Republicans have filed a bill that would enact some sweeping changes in our system for public benefits, including Medicaid, food stamps, temporary aid, and so forth like that. What's your thoughts on making some major changes there?
I don't know if it's major changes as much as it is consolidating these services. There are many people, every one of those things that you mentioned, are services that individuals tend to receive some or all of the above, as opposed to just one of those things. And we've never been as thoughtful as we might have been about streamlining their delivery, checking people's qualifications. And so what we're doing within the context of what's required and expected by the law and by the rules, we're stating that we want to make sure people who are receiving benefits actually qualify for those benefits. Because we have a limited number of dollars, we want to make sure they go to the men, women, and children who really need them the most. And that's what this legislation is attempting to do, is just tighten up the delivery and make sure that we are being very efficient. The men and women who pay for this, who pay their taxes, who provide these services to those that are less advantaged, they want to make sure that they're getting a good return on their investment because they work very hard as taxpayers to provide it. And I'm delighted to see this. It's been long overdue, and we're getting a lot of things like that cleaned up in Frankfort.
Governor, had a chance to see you recently at the National Farm Machinery Show. You and your son enjoyed the tractor pulls. And, you know, that's an event that has a huge economic impact on us, along with that, all the activities that take place at Kentucky venues there.
That actual show itself generates, you know, tens of millions of dollars in revenue for the local community and, frankly, for the entire state of Kentucky. Our whole Commonwealth benefits when there's a major show, because people stop and they stay in hotels, they travel, they sometimes spend time as tourists in our state, they eat meals, and all these things are dollars that then generate revenue that flows into the General Assembly's ability to continue to provide the very services that we've been talking about. And it really is fun, too. I'm a country kid. I grew up in a very rural environment, and you know, tractor pulls are the kind of things that take me back to my childhood. I've always enjoyed it, you know, since I was a kid. As an adult, I love sharing that with my own children as well. It was just a lot of fun, and it was great to see you there.
Yes, sir, great to see you. And I asked your son if he wanted to drive one of the pulling tractors. He said, really, he wanted to drive a race car.
Yeah, that's his dream. He wants to be a NASCAR driver. We're back into NASCAR season, so for all your listeners that are NASCAR fans, it's fun. I know the show isn't about NASCAR, but
yes, sir,
for the NASCAR fans out there, how about the end of that Daytona 500? Oh my gracious!
Wow, right?
It was fun. So those are the kind of things that my son enjoys.
Absolutely. Well, Governor, great to always visit with you. Thank you so much and we'll continue to look forward to talking with you again next month.
Thank you so much, Alan. And just know that in the meantime, we are out there busting our tails every day to create jobs and opportunity for the people of Kentucky, and we are setting all-time records doing it. And I look forward, 2019 is going to be another fantastic year for the people of Kentucky.